Chapter 40, The Key. I will break in pieces the gates of brass, and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Isaiah 45, verse 2. When it was almost evening, Giant Despair went down into the dungeon again. He wanted to see if the men had listened to him. He peeked through the door and saw that they were still alive. It even seemed as if they received new strength. I do not understand this at all. They did not receive any food. They did not receive any drink. They were so severely beaten that they could only sob. And now they are sitting here very calmly. The giant began to tremble with wrath and yelled, "What? Are you still alive? You did not listen to me. Don't you know how terrible that is? Just wait, yet a little while, and then both of you will say, 'If only I had never been born.'" Boom! The prison door slammed shut again. In my dream, I saw the men beginning to tremble extremely. I thought I also saw Christian passing out a little while. A little later, he came to again. "Would it not be better for us to listen to him?" Christian asked. "No," Hopeful said. "Brother, just think of how brave you used to be. You would not even make way for Apollyon. What a battle you had with him. And think back of the valley of the shadow of death, of everything you experienced there. What pain, what fear, and what anxiety. But you came through. And now? Now I see a man with me who is only able to be afraid. Now look at me. I am not nearly as strong as you. And I am in this dungeon too. The giant beat me equally hard. I did not get food or drink either. And I am moaning in the dark just like you. Christian, we must be patient." "You were such a brave man at Vanity Fair. You were not afraid of the chains. You were not afraid of prison. You did not shrink back for death. Come, let us calmly and patiently bear everything. Also, we must bear what is still coming. What would other people say if we became impatient? Would they say, 'Those Christians are softies who cannot be tough'? And that may not happen." Outside, it was becoming dark again. The giant and his wife went to their bedroom. "How are the prisoners doing?" Mrs. Diffidence asked. "Did they listen to your advice, or are they still alive?" "They are stubborn villains," the giant answered. "They prefer to have the most terrible punishments rather than killing themselves." "Take them to the castle yard tomorrow. Show them the bones and remains of the people who have been killed already. Tell them you can tear them in pieces the same way. Within a week, I am convinced they will listen then." At daybreak, the giant went to the dungeon again. He dragged the men to the castle yard and showed them the bones that were lying there. He did exactly what his wife told him to do. "These used to be travelers just like you," he said mockingly. "They also came on my grounds without asking permission. When I felt like it, I tore them in pieces. Within 10 days, I will do the same with you. And for now, back to your dungeon immediately." "There, there, another one," he roared, while he severely beat them. He kept beating them until they were chased back into the dungeon. There they sank to the ground and lay there until Saturday. No one felt sympathy for them. When it was night again, Mrs. Diffidence and her husband, Giant Despair, talked about the prisoners for a little while. "I do not understand that they did not listen to me, dear," his wife answered. "Do you know what I am afraid of?" No, tell me. I think they are hoping that someone will come to deliver them, or... What, or? I am thinking, or, that they have a master key with them. Do you think so? I will try find out tomorrow. That same night, the men in prison could not sleep. In the middle of the night, they began to pray together. This they did until morning. Just before daybreak, Christian suddenly called out, "But listen now! How foolish I was that I stayed in this stinky dungeon! We can just go outside. We can go out right into liberty. I have a key." "What? What do you say?" "Yes, here." He laid his hand on his chest. "Here, I have a key on my heart. And the key's name is Promise. I am sure that it fits every lock of Doubting Castle. Every door can be opened with it." "Aha! But that is good news, dear brother," Hopeful said. "Take it out and let us try it." Christian took the key from under his clothes and stuck it into the keyhole. He turned and the door opened immediately. It opened very easily. They were able to escape without any effort. Then they used the key on the outside door, the door that opened toward the castle yard. Happily, they were able to open that door with the key too. Next, they went to the iron gate. It was locked. Christian stuck the key into the keyhole. It turned very heavily, but they were able to unlock it with the same key. Now the heavy door needed to be opened. If only it would not make a noise, but they had to risk it. With the two of them, they tried to push the heavy door open, but it made such a loud creaking sound that Giant Despair woke up from it. He wanted to get up quickly to go after the prisoners, but he felt his legs did not cooperate. He had so many fits that he was not able to go after them anymore. In the meantime, the door opened far enough, and the men fled as fast as they could, back to the way of the king. When they were there, they would be safe again, because there the giant has nothing to say. When they came to the board over which they had stepped, they considered together, "We should actually put a sign up here as a warning. Everybody passing this place should know how dangerous it is here. No one should go over this board. Otherwise, he will certainly end up in the hands of that mean giant." "Yes, but how? Shall we erect a pillar?" "Yes, that is a good idea, and then we will write on it, 'Danger. Everyone who goes over this board comes on the way to Doubting Castle where Giant Despair lives. Beware, this giant pretends God does not exist, and he tries to destroy the holy travelers." Later, many travelers would read these words. For that reason, they did not find themselves in this great danger. When the men finished erecting the pillar, they began to sing. "Out of the way we went, and then we found what was to tread upon forbidden ground. Let them that come after have a care, lest heedlessness make them as we to fare. Lest they, for trespassing, his prisoners are, whose castles doubting, whose names despair." Explanation. Giant Despair is very powerful, especially if he talks to diffidence. He tries to make people very fearful. He tries to make them afraid to live. But never forget one thing. As long as we are alive, there is still hope. That hope was also there in prison. Hopeful tried to give Christian new hope. He honestly told Christian not to be impatient, even though it would become more difficult. And it did become more difficult. Because of this, they could not sleep anymore, and then they began to pray. That is the best way, especially if everything is dark and sad in our lives. It was just before daybreak. It is often darkest just before daybreak. Then Christian suddenly remembered he had a key with him. That key's name was Promise and lay on his heart. So the Lord promised him something. A promise was impressed upon his heart, and now the promise came back. How much the Lord has promised in his word. All those promises are true. They all will be fulfilled. Just listen to a few promises. I will carry and will deliver you. Isaiah 46, verse 4. That he should not die in the pit. Isaiah 51, verse 14. He delivereth the poor in his affliction. Job 36, verse 15. Such promises the Lord sometimes gives in the hearts of people. But God promised much more in his word. All those promises are true for God's children, for the Lord Jesus merited the promises for them. But Christian and Hopeful could not do anything with the promises. They did not use them. They first had to come on their knees. That is still the same today. All those promises are there, but the Lord wants us to pray for them. And if you are still unconverted, and you feel so miserable and afraid, you are so poor and empty, you have no God, and you have no key, you do not deserve that God still listens to you anymore, then listen to what the Lord said in that simple Psalter, Psalter 431, verse 4. Open, saith the Lord, wide thy mouth, believing this my covenant word. I will, if thou plead, fill thine every need, all thy wants relieving. What a miracle if the door opens, then we are free. Still, despair is not always gone right away. Those awful thoughts can come back again. We can still be very afraid at times. And still, if we may believe what the Lord promised, despair cannot do much anymore. Then we will be at liberty again. The Lord Jesus takes care of that. He was bound to set his children free.